Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime you need a
friend.
Good time. Anytime you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting bustled. Keeping your head over water. Making your way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good times.
Easy credit or rip off.
Good times. Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks hand-me-down.
Good times, yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Times. Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times.
Easy credit or rip off,
good times.
Scratching and surviving,
good times.
And good morning. Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of your favorite show here on The Fan.
Yes.
It's the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
It's your favorite non-sports show.
Your favorite non-sports show on Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
All due respect to the Tolos.
Make sure that you get in touch with us today. We're talking about your home loan. I know things are changing for a lot of people out there. Some of you are having good times and some of you are on tough times. You know what? We have options for the good time folks that want to buy a house. We have options for you going into tough times. I might need a home equity loan to get things straightened out a little bit. That's what we're here for. Make sure you get in touch with us today. You can text us 972-849-9363. That's 972-849-9363. That number will get you in. And we will answer your question. Yeah, if you're trying to buy a house, it is the heat of the summer. If you're out there shopping, you already got a mortgage quote, get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll see what we can do for you. And we know that we're
fast.
Right there. And we are right there in the competitive mortgage quote world. And we also can close loans quite quickly. They're closing about 10 to 15 days in those purchases. If you get your stuff together, we can get it done quick. Make sure you get in touch with us now. And again, those text lines are 972-849-9363. Bubba, you've been out there on the front line seeing things go down. What are you seeing?
Very happy for Aaron Doyle, who contacted us. And we sent her to TDT Realtors, where she got a nice loan at a nice low rate that also got her closing costs paid.
And she got her mortgage. Has she already closed?
Already closed this week.
Hey, make sure you get in touch with us for your home purchase loan and get in touch with TDT Realtors for your home purchase realtor. And we want to help you out with that. Make sure you get in touch with us for that free mortgage pre-approval. A lot of people, Baba, this is the thing. When they want to get into a home, they get concerned. One, they think, If they call a mortgage company, they have to pay some money up front. First of all, free pre-approval at texassunny.com. We take your information, we stick it through a computer portal that 99% of all mortgages go through, and these computer portals kick out whether you're approved or not. All mortgage companies use them. They either go through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac's mortgage portal for most loans. And the banks use them, the brokers use them, the lenders use them, they're all going through the same portal. Depending on what information you give a mortgage company, well, maybe you tell one lender you have more assets than the other lender, or one you'd say you have different income than the other. Depending on the information that that loan officer can drag out of you, that'll determine what kind of approval you're going to get. And at texaslending.com, all that pre-approval stuff is free. So when you get in touch with us, we take your information, we stick it through the portal. The portal just says, yes, they're ready to go, or no, they're not. And that's it. And a lot of people think that there's some kind of stigma associated with applying for a mortgage, or I'm afraid I'm going to get denied, or I'm afraid they're going to run my credit. Don't be afraid of a mortgage company running your credit. Good credit and bad credit is done by either having high credit balances, maxed out limits, and or not paying bills on time. That's how you get bad credit. Running your credit report is a very small, tiny itty bitty part of your credit report
score.
And so when you want to get that home approval done, make sure you get in touch with us at texassunny.com. Whether you're getting a purchase, a refinance, a home equity loan, a second lien home equity loan, these are just going through a system, and the system says, here's what you need to get approved, or here you're already approved and do these things and you'll close quickly. And so that's what getting a mortgage is about. And a lot of people think, well, what if I get denied? That's going to go on my credit. Or if I have to get an FHA loan, that's going to go against my credit. None of this is true. When you're trying to get a mortgage loan, mortgage companies don't care. They're trying to see if they can get you financing. They want to know if you fit into the financing availability that's out there for people that can qualify for a mortgage. They want to know, If we can close a loan for you. Mortgage companies get paid when they get your financing completed. And so this is good news for you. That means you can start applying today. It's a free application, a free pre-approval. We'll get you a pre-approval letter so you can go out there and shop for a home. If you can wrap your head around that, you can get yourself into a mortgage. And so let's work with a loan officer at texaslending.com and start by getting your questions into us at 972-849-9363. Get in touch with us today.
Like I said, you have to realize that these credit reports are not free. I mean,
well, credit reports, mortgage companies are spending around $800 per closed loan now on running people's credit. So when mortgage companies run your credit when you apply for a mortgage, and so they're running up a tab.
Yep.
And it is very expensive for mortgage companies right now because, well, you call and you're shopping and we run your credit. Yeah, I'm not going to do it now. Well, mortgage companies are already spending hundreds of dollars, you know, getting you to call them and then running your credit. And so that is a mortgage company's obligation. That is also one of the
reasons. That may change down the road. It may change that where you have to pay for it up front.
Yes, it may change. Yes. Mortgage companies will start doing that because the costs are so high. It used to be you could run someone's credit for $15, $20, $30.
Yeah.
Now it's $80, $100, $120 to run your credit. And why would the credit report cost so much for mortgage companies? Well, the mortgage industry shrunk about 70%. Okay. The refinance has done about 80, 85, 90% since 2020, 2021. The home purchase market's down about 30, 40%. And so the mortgage industry shrunk about 70%. So these credit bureaus, these credit companies that we run the credit through, they have bills too. And so they're saying, well, we're just going to raise our price. And so they do. And so you, the consumer, doesn't really see that up front. But what ends up happening is the rates continue to rise because mortgage companies need to either cover those costs by charging you, or they're going to put it into your interest rate. This is an industry wide thing.
See, this is like pulling back the curtain, Wizard of Oz, and kind of letting you know what's going on back there. Because also we talk about this, but these credit bureaus are now selling your information.
Well,
once we pull your credit on a hard pull credit,
It's illegal for a mortgage company to run your information and then sell your information.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal
for the credit
bureau. Mortgage company to run your credit, and then the credit bureau sells your information to other mortgage companies and says, this person with this credit score is looking for a mortgage right now. Call them.
Yeah.
And then you start getting calls from all kinds of mortgage companies.
You know, and I got an advertising in my email.
Those are called trigger. They call them trigger leads.
Yeah. It's triggered by the report that's pulled. I got an email this week from a company called Lead Hackers. And this is what they do. They're the ones that say, hey, you know, for a price, I can buy those trigger leads, you know.
And so they sell your name. And so suddenly you've never, you know, people are all up in arms about some in the federal government. About the federal government, about the DOGE going in there and trying to find waste and fraud, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they're not, these people have, they're going to see my personal information. I didn't elect them. Meanwhile, you're applying for mortgages and your credit bureau is selling your name to people you don't even know.
Yeah.
They now have your phone number. They're calling you. Yeah. They have your credit.
Once we pull a hard pull, all of a sudden you're going to start getting phone calls from other lenders and that have all your information. And it's scary. They know what our quote is. They know what we quoted you. And they turn around and tell you, hey, we can beat that by this much.
And they never, and the thing is,
yes, you never authorized them once.
And not only that, they've never spent any dollar on marketing.
No.
All they've done is said, hey, man, give me these people's names that have run their credit.
$50 a piece or $100 a piece.
And so this is the underbelly of the mortgage world. That's the lowest level of mortgage company you're going to find that you're talking to. And they're just bottom feeders.
Yep.
And that's what they do. And that's a reality. So this is
And
just,
it's not large companies that is doing it. It's kind of the individual guy who has his own shop that can do things for less.
They just don't have any overhead.
Exactly.
And they can't spend any money.
Mostly like brokers.
And so you at home are going, hey, I'm good with that.
I better keep a mortgage, you know.
And so anyway, you have a mortgage loan officer sitting out there and you don't know where they're going to be and you don't know where they are and you don't know what state they're in. They might be in the state of confusion. They might be in a state of shock, but they're in some other state. They're not in Texas. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com though for your mortgage loan and go online and apply. One of our loan officers will be there to help you today. It's good to have institutions and mortgage companies that you know and you trust that are in your own backyard. And TexasLending.com is one of them. Get in touch with us today. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. If you're trying to buy a home this summer, get in touch with us with this information. Send us your current income, your expected down payment, your current credit score. Get your current income, your expected down payment, your current credit score. We'll give you an idea about how much home you can afford, what kind of loan program you might be looking at, and what kind of out-of-pocket you might be thinking about. So it gets you going in the right track. It makes you understand where you are, gives you some good ideas, and before you have to start getting stressed about getting a mortgage, you're just getting ideas, and this is an idea show, so get in touch with us now. That's 972-849-9363. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, and so many of you are, especially right now with all the fun that's going on out there, there's always fun. There's always been fun. I can't remember a time since I got in the mortgage business where I didn't get on the radio on the week and said, boy, with all the fun that's going on out there, it's always interesting times. And so in these interesting times, can you ever look back, Bubba, and say, whoa, we used to say these are interesting times, but if you look back, they weren't interesting. Ever since we've been in business, it's been an interesting time. Ever since 9/11, the whole world changed on September 11th of 2001. Everything changed. The whole world changed. The whole United States changed, and it's been strange times more so than ever.
Everything changed for me September 1st, 1982, when I had my first son.
Oh yeah, is that what happened?
And then I had four more.
And then he had to tell his wife about these kids, which was the bigger problem. No, so make sure you get in touch with us up here.
That's my name.
972. What's your number, Bubba?
849.
That's your text line. Bubba's text line. Bubba wants you to text us.
972-849-9363.
He will read your text at 972-849-9363. Okay. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, maybe you want a second loan instead of a first lien cash out refinance. If you're trying to get that second loan, Get us the following information. What's your balance on your mortgage? What is the value of your home? Your current credit score, your current interest rate. So some numbers, your current credit score, your current interest rate, and the value of your home and the balance on your mortgage. That's what we want. And we'll get you an idea about how much home you can get or how much cash you can get out of your house. Get in touch with us now at that number. Bubba, rates have been moving.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been dancing around. Where are mortgage rates right now? Well, they were coming down nicely this week. We're seeing, boy, it's been a while. It's been a while. We keep thinking, everyone keeps saying, well, they're eventually bound to go down. A lot of you are saying that. You think rates are going to be going down. I'm here to tell you, you need to be careful. There's a chance they're not going down.
Yep.
And there's a chance that rates are going up. With the amount of money our federal government continues to spend, and they are like drunk sailors. I apologize if you're a sailor and you don't drink and you're making you know. But if you that are, and that's actually making the sailors look bad, what our federal government does. The trillions and trillions of dollars they spend, and it appears that they spend a lot of it and give it to themselves and their friends. And so with all the money they're spending, we're looking at more potential inflation going on out there. So one of the concerns is, Bubba, that they're talking about, you know, Trump keeps saying they need to lower rates. Do you realize if the Federal Reserve lowers the overnight rate, inflation will occur and more mortgage rates will go higher?
Yeah.
Your mortgage rates will go higher if they keep printing money and keep freeing up money, and there's so much money out there, and they keep doing this, then rates are going to go up. Mortgage rates will go up. If the Federal Reserve lowers rates right now, mortgage rates will go up. So, because there will be more inflation. So, by making free more access to money. So, just be prepared for what's going on out there. Meanwhile, home values are dancing around. In some parts of the country, they're down 20% already. Some parts of Florida, mortgage home values are down 20-25%. Don't know if that's going to happen here in North Texas. People are moving here. People are moving here in droves, and that continues. But, you know, there are things in the horizon that say there's interesting times for the mortgage world, and we don't know where they're going to be. So if you're trying to get yours done and you want to get done now, get in touch with us at TexasLending.com.
The good news is there's plenty of houses out there.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer your questions. So get them in now, and we will start them after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on.
trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking about your mortgage. We're just throwing out all kinds of tidbits for you. And we talked about it. We usually wait to the end of the show. We'll talk about it early this time. We want to talk about the opt-out prescreen.com. Yes. Opt-out is OPT, as in like an option. Opt-out. Opt-out prescreen is the place you go to stop mortgage companies and, well,
everybody.
To stop mail stuff showing up in your mail. And, hey, you've been pre-approved. We've been looking at your credit, and even though you never asked them to look at your credit, you're pre-approved. Opt-out pre-screen is the website you go to get that information in there.
And it gets you off there for 5 years.
So you can go to that if you wish. And if you want that free credit report, everyone's wanting that free credit report, is at annualcreditreport.com, A-N-N-U-A-L, creditreport.com, annualcreditreport.com. That's a good place to go. A lot of you, you know, you want to know where to go to run your mortgage options in terms of, what if you make an extra payment? What if you pay an extra $50 a month? What if you pay an extra $100 a month? And you want to know how fast your mortgage can get paid off? Dinkytown.net, D-I-N-K-Y, town.net.
Boy, we got all kinds of good stuff today.
Dinkytown.net, it's a great website
Sounds
to
like
go
a
to.
Song. Hey, bring me down to Dinkytown.
Dinkytown, I don't know. It's been around for 20-some years. Dinkytown.net is a good place to go. They got hundreds of calculators. You can calculate anything you want on that. They have thousands of calculators for car payments, house payments, everything you want to in your finance. It's a great website to go to do that. Or you can go to the TexasLending.com website, run your mortgage information there,
yay,
find out what your payment would be, and we have our calculator ready to go for you on our website. Okay, Bubba, we were talking about interest rates and where they are. They've been moving about 0.25% per day, it seems. They go down 0.25% one day, they're up 0.25% the next. Yesterday they rose, mortgage rates came up. And there's several things that caused that to happen. One of the big things that happened, and I don't know if it was the number one cause of mortgage rates going up here in the States, but I do know that India, they lowered their overnight rate more than expected.
Wow.
And so, and then look what happened in the United States. Mortgage rates went up. And so, also there was reports that came out yesterday. The jobs report came out with more jobs than people expected. So, that's a report. And based on that report, your mortgage rates went up. So a lot of different things, impacting your mortgage rates right now, but they're right where you expected them to be. They're somewhere around 7%, give or take 1%.
Yep.
7%, give or take 1% for most people trying to get into a mortgage, whether it's FHA or cash out or some kind of purchase or, you know, all the different options that are out there. Mm-hmm. Figure your rate. So if someone quotes you somewhere around 7%, give or take 1% for a conventional mortgage or an FHA mortgage, that's probably where you're going to find a lot of it.
Yep.
There's going to be stuff outside of there, and they're going to come with different APRs and such. But that's where the industry is. How do you get 0.5% better? How do you get yourself 0.5% better interest rate than your neighbor? And text us your question if you want to know how to do it, if you want to figure out how to get that better interest rate, 972-849-9363. Text us your question right there, and we will answer it for you. Bubba, you look like you have something on your mind.
Be sure and shop the best tax rates, too. You can save a lot more money on a tax rate than you can on an interest rate.
We have talked about it on this show incessantly about getting better tax rates. That's a good idea for you. How do you get yourself a better interest rate on a mortgage? And a lot of you know, oh, I got to get better credit. Oh, I want to put more money down. I'll get a better rate. Some of you put too much money down and it actually makes your rate worse. Do you know that? Some of you put more money down and you get a worse rate. We've talked about it on this show before that those of you who put 20% down on a mortgage through a Fannie Mae loan program may see a worse rate than someone who puts 15% down. I'm going to say that again. People who have put people who put 15% down on a mortgage may see a better rate than people who put 20% down on a mortgage. You say, why does that happen?
Yeah.
Because Fannie Mae knows if you have 15% down, they have mortgage insurance. They have mortgage insurance to help them out in case something happens out there. But if you put 20% down, there's no mortgage insurance at all. So the Fannie Mae thinks it's a better risk for them to have you put 15% down than 20% down. Who knows why?
Yeah.
Who knows? We don't know all the reasons, but it is in the rate tables when we look at the rates. And so when you're out there shopping for a mortgage, sometimes you think it would make sense to put 20% down to get a better rate. Yeah, you wouldn't have any PMI, but we're just talking about rates right now.
Right.
And so if you're trying to get that better rate, many things can come along with it. And yeah, your credit scores, I would say your credit scores and your down payment are some of the biggest impactful things. Some of you don't want to pay escrows with your mortgage. You don't want to have taxes and insurance along with your mortgage payment.
Right. Like, I'm always that way.
You don't like having taxes and insurance?
No.
Why not?
I
what did they ever do to you, Bubba?
Yeah. It just makes your payment higher. I like paying the lump sum.
You like doing it at the end of the year?
Yeah.
So with your taxes and insurance.
And I'm in control. I don't have to worry about somebody at an escrow company screwing it up.
Well, if you're not paying taxes and insurance with your mortgage, then a lot of mortgage companies, most mortgage lenders, most banks, most loan programs for conventional mortgage, they're going to charge you a higher rate or charge you a fee.
A fee.
They're going to charge you a fee for you not having them collect your taxes. It's for something they're not going to do. For something they're not going to do for you. They're going to charge you a fee for them not. Wow, how did they ever?
Yeah.
You know, here I want to be the guy that says, you know, hey, I'm going to start a restaurant. And they come in and they order a hamburger. They don't order the French fries. We charge extra if they don't want the French fries. You know?
Oh, that's
and
good.
So that's a great idea. Hey, we're going to charge you more if you don't order the French fries. So you don't want your escrows with your mortgage payment. I don't want to pay taxes and insurance with my payment. I want to do it on my own. I want to pay my own taxes. I want to pay my own insurance. I don't want you guys being part of it. Yeah, we're going to charge you extra for that. What a great deal that is. I think the CFPB should get involved with that. What do you think, Bubba?
I think they're going away.
You think they're going away? The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. The Make Government Bigger Bureau. Okay, so
they're like TSA, thousands standing around.
So make sure that you get yourself into TexasLending.com's mortgage application right now. Go online and apply. One of our loan officers will call you this afternoon. And we will dish it out both ways here at TexasLending.com. We don't like stupidity. And so anyway, we think it's stupid that you have to pay money to a mortgage company or to the secondary market to not have your escrows paid with your mortgage. But it's true, and it happens. All right. So we talked about mortgage rates coming up this week a little bit. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel, Bubba? Is there any light for mortgage rates coming down? I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Mm-mm. I don't see it. I do not see.
Yeah, where's the light? Where's it coming from?
Where's the light? The only light would be if the Federal Reserve came out and bought rates down. No person in their right mind is going to want to get a 4% return or a 3% return on their money for long-term rates. Mm-hmm. Now with the specter of long-term inflation still being out there and our government spending more money. And, you know, if everyone has more money to spend and there's people out there willing to buy a $25 hamburger. God, I remember just it was just 10 years ago we were reading about $25 hamburgers. And now they're real. You can go $25 for a hamburger
bucks,
and $27 if you don't want fries with it, Bubba. So you got to look out. You got to be careful out there. You know, you walk outside your house and next thing you know, you're getting charged for not buying stuff.
You don't want the combo? Oh, we're going to charge you extra.
You're going to get charged extra for that.
That's
and it's
right.
funny, and if you say, well, I don't want cheese, I don't want lettuce, I don't want tomato, they don't take anything off. You're still paying the same. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. Yeah. But that's the life we live in. And so you can always just go to the store, buy your naked chicken, go home and cook it by yourself, or buy your own horse or whatever they make hamburger out of. And then you can go home and just make it on your own, you know?
Yeah.
You don't gotta go out there and spend all that money.
Definitely. Definitely.
Grow your own potatoes. Cook them up. Make sure you get in touch with TexasHoney.com, 972-849-9363. Get in touch with us right now, and we will answer your questions when we come back after these messages on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We are back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show.
Back in our conversation.
Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is here with Kevin Miller. Sometimes Inappropriate is not here. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba is, he's physically here, but we don't really know where he is.
Mentally.
But you can get in touch with us up here at 972-849-9363, and we will see what we can do for you. I do have a question here, Bubba.
Yeah.
On this text line here, and it is, they said they're married with a daughter. And twins due in July. Oh, they have twins due in July.
Wow, that's cool.
They own a home in Central Arlington with a market value of $330,000, and they owe $82,000 on the home. And they have credit scores in the 820s. And so they want to buy a new home in Benbrook, and so it's listed at $350,000, and they want to offer $330,000 because they said it needs work. So it's worth $350,000. That the sales price, they want to offer $330,000 because they got to put some stuff into it. You know, one of the things that they might, okay, we can get into that in a minute. But anyway, they said they were recommended to get a home equity loan on their current home to help with a down payment on the other home. And so their current mortgage is at 3.125. And so they're sitting at 3.125%. And the thing is, if they're going to get a home equity loan out of that, it's going to want to be a second lien. Mm-hmm. But they're looking to buy another house. And here, this is a dilemma for mortgage companies. It's a dilemma because when you get a home equity loan on a house, you claim that you're going to be living in that house and it's going to be your primary residence. Mm-hmm. But what they're trying to do is get a home equity out to put down payment on a new house that's going to be their primary residence. So they're going to claim that this is going to be their primary residence. They're going to turn around next week and they're going to get another primary residence. Mortgage companies look at that as fraud. Okay.
It is fraud.
Because you're not intending to live in this house. It's not your primary. It's going to be your secondary. It's going to be an investment property. And so if you're trying to get that home equity loan, the good news is we can do a home equity loan on
investment
property or other homes.
Second lien.
And so we can do a second lien on that. And you can get that second lien, and then you can go buy your primary residence, put your down payment
on. And I don't know of anybody else that does it.
So get in touch with us there. So if you have an investment property and you're trying to get a home equity loan out of it, or maybe a second home and you're trying to get a second lien on it, we at TexasLending.com are here to help. The other thing I wanted to recommend is they said they wanted to offer less for that home because they had to do some work on it.
Mm.
They might be looking potentially at a 203K loan. A 203K loan is an FHA home improvement loan. You can buy the house, you can put some money away, escrow some money away, and have the 203K loan work through the construction of the improvements that have to be done in the house. So that's an option for you. Get us your questions at 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Bubba, you have another question.
Yep. Okay, so here I was thinking, looking for a construction loan to build and convert to a mortgage after build. Do you guys do those?
So the construction loan, we're not going to be able to do. You're going to get that from a bank.
You own the land.
A construction loan a construction loan is going to come from banks.
Yep.
And so what we can do is the takeout loan. What is the takeout loan? The takeout loan refinances the construction loan in the land after the construction is completed. That's called a takeout loan. It's called a construction to permanent refinance. And so once the construction is permanent and the building is done, we can refinance everything into one. The construction loan can be taken out. The land loan can be taken out. If there's no loan on the land, we just refinance it all into one property. That's what we can do.
And there's a lot of equity there.
Yeah.
Because of the land.
Make sure you get in touch with us at TexasLending.com, 972-849-9363. Get in touch with us today. Okay, more questions. Let's get to them. Hey, Bubba, this one says, okay, we are thinking about selling our house. We have about $200,000 to put down on our next house, and they want a home payment to be around $3,000 a month. This is a tough question. How do you, we'll keep going. Credit scores are around 800. They have a $225,000 combined income. They want their payment to be $3,000 a month. Now, if they're going to put $200,000 down, about the most mortgage they're going to be able to get is around, I'm going to say 107. Because if they're going to, let's say they got themselves a $500,000 house and they put $200,000 down.
Yep.
They're paying taxes on the $500,000.
Right.
And so it's not
those taxes are $800 or $900 a month.
Yeah, yeah. So you might be looking at a mortgage somewhere around $150,000.
Right.
If you want a payment of $3,000 a month, you might be looking at a mortgage. I'm going to say $200,000. It would be if they can afford a $450,000. If they get a $450,000 house, they put $200,000 down. They might be able to get a payment around $3,000 a month because the taxes and insurance.
If they don't escrow, their payment will be less than that. So, but you have to come up with that lump sum payment, you know, at the end of the year.
But when you're talking to us about a mortgage payment, we have to include the tax and insurance in the calculation. So if you want a $3,000 payment, if that's what you want, then you're probably looking at having that $450,000 house with a $200,000 down payment. And then you'll probably find your payment around $3,000 a month after the tax and insurance and everything else come in there. Okay, so give us a call at TexasLending.com or text us right now, 972-387-4600. That was my phone number. 972-849-9363. 972-849-9363. Okay, can you use a 401k as a down payment on a homestead property without any penalties and fees? If I can't, what penalties and fees am I facing? Well, we don't know what your 401k penalty is going to be. Mm. If It says, what kind of penalty? You should, there's no penalty on a mortgage for using your 401k. Are there penalties and fees to the 401k if you use it? No. You typically just have to pay the loan. If you take money out on your 401k, call it $15,000, you're going to have to get that money back into the 401k, and it's at a certain interest rate that they charge you until it's paid back in.
A lot of companies, they don't have that. I've seen it where they don't have it. They've got a free withdrawal if it's a house purchase.
So that's an option for you. You can get yourself a 401k. So if you're trying to get money for a down payment, yes, your 401k may be used. It can be used for your down payments on FHA, your down payments on conventional. And so it's something you can look into, and TexasLending.com is here to help. So get your call in to TexasLending.com today. Our phone number is 972. I'm going to confuse everybody by giving out the phone number. Go to our website, TexasLending.com. You'll find the phone number there. But if you want to text us, it's 972-849-9363.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, it's funny how people send out texts. This person sent us their zip code. I live in this zip code in Lake Highlands. Every neighbor on my street's appraisal on land increased by $60,000. So in just 1 year, it increased our overall land values to over $150,000. And keep in mind, this is just our land value. Do you have any recourse? Do we have any recourse? A very well-known builder is building houses starting at $700K right now around the corner. And so anyway, they want to figure out how to get themselves lower land values. Well, there's two things. One, if you ever sell your property, you can sell it for more. But in the meantime, your tax values are going up. And we've talked about the winners of that. The municipal governments are charging. They have all these taxes coming in. And, you know, they just had this thing that they're passing in Texas, Bubba. Mm. They just had this big bill come down in Texas, and some people weren't happy about it because they didn't get the property tax savings for the people in there. Because when home values doubled here in Texas in the last 5 years, all of a sudden everyone's property tax has doubled. And so you're paying 2.75% interest on a home value that doubled. And so, yeah, your neighbor, your municipal government might have some more money for doing some things for the schools and other things. But in the meantime, you're paying more taxes. So I don't know what else you can do. I don't know what your recourse is, and other than nefarious things that we don't recommend because we don't do that. Okay, so in 2021, it says my wife and I, both of us have an 820 scores. They did a cash out refinance, Bubba, at 2.75%. 2.75%.
Wow.
The good times, the good years.
Good times.
And we're still left with $300,000 in equity. And our daughter finished her master's and no college debt, so they have no debt. Daughter's out of college. Wish we had taken more out now because rates won't get low again. Well, they're just commenting. They just wanted to let us know. It was just a comment. They're just letting us know, you know, hey, the smart person borrowed as much money as they could at 2.5% and then just invested it. But we were all locked in our house and couldn't go to our work, and we're wearing masks and we're afraid of our neighbor. And so, you know what? It was weird times. And so anyway, it is what it is. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. 972-849-9363. That's our text line. Text us now. We want to answer your questions for you, and we'll be happy to do so. Make sure you get in touch with our loan officers today. Go online and apply. They're going to be here through the afternoon. They'll be calling you back. If you get your application in today, we will get in touch with you right away. So, okay. Okay, here's another one. How much do I qualify for at a home purchase? And it says that they make $150K a year, and they have scores in the 800s, and they have a cash down payment of up to $100,000. We will get to that. We're going to answer your question for you, but for now, we're going to take a break, and we will get to this question and more. Text us now, 972-849-9363. Coming back for more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show at 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Your questions are pouring in right now at 972-849-9363. We had the question before the break. A person had $150,000 of income, and they had $100,000 to put down. You want to know about how much home they could afford. Your payment, you can probably afford somewhere around $4,300 a month based on your income. This, again, this is a show of roundabout numbers. We don't have calculators in here.
Yeah.
We just do, we see a lot of numbers every day and we say, this is where you're going to find your, like a lot of you will corner me at a party and say, what do you think? And I just do the head math and I kind of give you an idea of what you're looking at, which is good. That's what we do. We like doing it. And so this, in this case, $4,300 payment, they're trying to get $100,000 down. They're probably looking at a $550,000 low sales price, somewhere in there, maybe $550,000 to $600,000 mortgage or sales price, $600,000 sales price. That's why you're probably looking at. And if you have a mortgage of around $5,000 or a mortgage around $500,000, you might be able to find that mortgage payment you're looking for around $4,300. Bubba, you have questions?
Yep, definitely. So here we go. All right. I own a vacant lot, only pay taxes yearly. I want to split the property and build three homes. How do you suggest I approach to do this?
Well, first of all, CBDs, I think, are now illegal in Texas. Are they illegal, Bubba? So
no,
you're going to split your property and build three houses on it. What do I suggest? If you're not a contractor, sit down and get some beers with a contractor and find out what it's going to entail to get that thing done, how long it's going to take, how much work it's going to be.
Well, you have to go to the county and get it split into three different lots.
You'll have to get surveys done. You'll have to get the surveys, figure around $1,000 per survey to get the different land cordoned off.
Should they wait till the house is built, though? And then?
No. No. They're going to have to survey out each lot before they build on it, and each property is going to have its own known
entity.
It has to have its property lines to know what the value of that is. Who... If there's a construction loan on that lot and they don't know where the property lines are, they don't know what their collateral is. So, you know, you have to sit down and go down that path. Okay. Talk to a contractor.
I've got 100K down, but terrible credit from a BK. That's not Burger King. That's a bank.
Are you talking about you, Bubba, or someone that's texting us?
No, it's me.
Okay.
No, I make 110K a year and have worked the same job for 10 years. Can I get a loan? I have no debt.
So they have no debt. Do they say they have bad credit?
Well, they say they have terrible credit. But the reason they have terrible credit is they haven't applied to get new credit, most likely, which would help get their scores up.
Mm-hmm. Does it say a Chapter 7?
7? Okay. I think so, yes.
Okay, well, Chapter 7 for FHA and for VA, 2 years, 2 years, everyone listen, 2 years after a Chapter 7 bankruptcy is discharged, after the bankruptcy trustee says this is discharged, and it's not the same date as applying for a bankruptcy. They're different dates. So after the bankruptcy is discharged, you may qualify for an FHA or a VA loan. It's the same as anybody else. You're not going to get tagged with a higher rate. It's going to be dependent on what your credit score is. You know, if your credit score is lower around 600, yeah, you're going to have a higher rate than someone with a 750 score. But you're not having any more... the word stigma, you're not going to have any more stigma associated with having a bankruptcy after 2 years on an FHA or VA, 2 years after discharge. So if you think you have bad credit because you had a bankruptcy 2 years after Chapter 7, you can get a house. And after a Chapter 13, you can be in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, paying your debts back through the court. You can be in one of those. And after 12 months of paying a Chapter 13 bankruptcy payment on time, you may qualify for an FHA loan right now, and a VA loan, by the way, for that matter. And so you can be in a Chapter 13, and if you have a family and you're trying to get yourself into a house, you've reestablished your payments, maybe you had lost your job or had a medical issue and you're back on the track and you're paying your bills, these loans are available for you, and TexasLending.com can help.
All right. My wife and I own a home with about $638,000 balance left. We think ours is now worth $1 million. Can we refinance with cash out to pay off our $100,000 car loan? Our current rate is 5.875 fixed. I'm thinking that's on their mortgage, not their car. So I'm just, you know,
don't,
that's what I'm...
Yeah, so we don't know the whole thing. So they owe what, with their home value, they owe $680, you said?
Mm-hmm.
So the maximum you can get down on a property is 80%. And so if you want it, 80% of $1 million is $800,000. So they have about $120,000 to get out of there. But listen, a cash out refinance It's probably going to be in the sevens. So for your loan size, it might be closer to seven, depending on how much you're going to get 100 out, right? So if you're trying to get a cash out refinance, you'd have to refinance the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you'd probably be in the sevens, okay, for your mortgage rate. There'll be an APR associated with that. But that if you're at 5.875 now, you don't want to refinance that whole thing.
Second lien.
You can look at a second lien, mm-hmm. a second loan on this property. The second loan is going to be closer to 8%, right, Bubba?
Right, definitely.
So you're 8 or 9%. And so...
Depends on the credit.
Yeah, you know. So it's going to be figure on that loan size and your credit. I'm going to say conservatively, that second lien is going to be somewhere between 8 and 10%. That's going to give you fair range so that you know it's going to be somewhere in there, okay? Depending on how much you're borrowing and your credit score. Your current rate is 5.875. Why would someone refinance on a second lien at 8 to 10% to pay off a $100,000 car? Because the car is usually due in 5 years,
right,
or six. And if you have a 5 or 6 year car loan and you can stick it into a 20-year, Bubba, mm-hmm. or some other kind of second loan, you can cut the payments and you can cut the payments in half. And so that would be the reason to do it. Does it make sense? I don't know. It depends on you. Depends on what your needs are. If you're strapped for cash now, if something has fallen upon you that has made your finances not as happy as you otherwise want them. Bubba, any more questions over there?
Real fast. Credit score 619, income 53 a year, married, but wife just became disabled, applied for disability, but nothing at the moment. She has 670 credit score and brings in $400 a month child support. The thing you have to realize is when you're doing a loan, if this is a purchase loan, you can do FHA, but they're still going to go by the lowest score.
So the 619 score still qualifies for FHA.
Yes.
And so we're going to look at the lowest score. We can look at the other income. We can look at the other credit. And we can look at the child support, as long as the child support is going to last for at least 3 years, and we can document that. Again, we need to document child support will last for at least 3 more years to be able to use it. And so if that child support's running out in 2 years, can't use it. Mm-hmm. But we can use you said they have disability income potentially coming.
Potentially.
And so let's look at what that disability income will be. We also have to document that will continue. We need to look at your income. We need to combine them. And with a 619, an FHA is going to be your best option for that mortgage. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. Uncle Bubba, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, for that matter, he will get in touch with you and be happy to answer your questions for you. Also, get in touch with one of our staff. One of our loan officers will be happy to help today. Go online and get your information in there now. One of our loan officers will call you right back.
Quickest show in the world.
We got to get out of here, folks. Wow. We only have 15 seconds left in our happy day, and then you get on with your sports day. It's a fun sports weekend, so enjoy it. We'll see y'all next weekend when we come back here once again for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.